the weekly look at the art world from art exhibitions, musical performances, dance, publications, books, events, film and more. Now, before the break, we had our question. I have Isabel Abahul with me and we are giving away a copy of the book that we've been talking about, Explorers of the Nile by Tim Gill. The question we have is, what is the capital of Egypt? We've got a few people texting in some interesting responses, but most of them are correct.
Most of them are correct. So well done. Well done, listeners. You obviously, your geography is up to certainly enjoying our book, a book that we're discussing, Explorers of the Nile. And it is the most beautifully produced book. I have a real thing about covers. And this is a hardback, beautiful keepsake book. And it's got a photograph, sort of really, really beautiful cover that goes from the front to the back with all of these people in their gear with their rifles and with their little, you know,
it looks like it's actually a photograph from the time.
Yes,
in the,
it is, it is
17
and I know that Livingstone, I can't actually see Livingstone there, but I think he probably is there. They you know, he always wore this very funny hat, and they are preserved. And one of the photographs here shows Livingstone's hat and Speke's hat in the thing, so it's quite amazing.
So people can go and see the hat. Is it in
a
museum somewhere?
It must be somewhere, yeah, right. Because there's a photograph here. And I have to say, I don't think I'm ghoulish, but the first thing I did was when I saw the illustration, I always, with a book like this, I go and I look at every single one, and then it would tell you where it refers to, which page. So I dipped into it that way before I went and started reading it. But I can't tell you what a wonderful, wonderful job Tim Gill has done. And he has won many, many prizes for biographies. He also writes fiction, but he's a master. And because of he's done a biography of Stanley, he's done a biography of Livingstone, he's got a huge amount of work that was already done. But this is a completely new light on the history of the discovery of the Nile. And that's what I always find interesting about history. You think, well, history's happened, how can it change? And, you know, how can anyone come along now and find find out new things? But he actually had found this whole wealth of journals and diaries of Speke, which had not been seen before. And then he saw the unedited version of Speke's book, and Speke, when his editor actually chopped out huge parts of it, which would have meant that he would have got the credit for discovering the White Nile, and he said, my book has been gelded. It was that awful. That's what he said. And of course Tim Gill has now had access to that, so that is giving us a great insight. And I just think when you look at the troubles that are happening today, again, as well as being a great historical book, this touches on, you know, how these decisions can actually affect the future, what's happened in history, you know, the demarcation of countries and making countries and borders and all of that happened after this. Mm. And it's just an arbitrary line is drawn through places, and the sort of, you know, empire builders of that time, and mainly they were coming from Europe, were carving up Africa for their own benefits. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
And also the there is that geographical issue, but also the fact that as much as they were empirical settlers and have those issues attached to their journeys, these guys were adventuring to Mars. Mm. They were going to the unknown. So it was as if, you know, they were discovering these places for the first time. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to having a read to myself. So everyone is busily texting in, so we've just got to remind everyone of our question. To win a copy of the Tim Gill book, Explorers of the Nile, please do text in, what is the capital of Egypt, to 4001. Now, Isabel, we could talk about that book, I'm sure, for much, much longer, but we need to talk about other things literary.
We do, we do.
Have you got some
slightly lighter note?
Yes. What about some bestsellers?
Yes. This sort of the bestsellers, paperback fiction bestsellers that currently at the moment are sort of dominating. One of my favourite reads, I don't know if you've read it, but it's One Day by David Nichols. It is One Day over 20 or 25 years within this. They start at their sort of graduation night at Edinburgh University, and it's St. Swithin's Day, and that was the first time they'd sort of met. And then that same day, St. Swithin's Day, for the next 20 years, we have development mm-hmm. in the relationship. And it is the most wonderful of books. It's humorous, it's gripping, it's well written. And I also went to see the film when I was back in the UK.
Of course, it's been adapted
yes.
into.
And David Nichols, as well as writing the book, he's a very, very good script writer. Mm-hmm. He wrote the screenplay for the film.
Oh, well, that's interesting because yes. there's been a lot of controversy about the interpretation onto the big screen.
Which, yes, and I think the major problem is with the Yorkshire accent.
Right, by Anne Hathaway.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I think for me, she doesn't look like I imagined the character in the book. It's not even her accent. I could live with the accent, but she is not the Emma of the book.
And what did you imagine the Emma
well,
to look like?
Well, Emma is this almost a blue stocking, but from very, lower middle class backgrounds.
A bit plain.
Plain. Mm-hmm. She's not particularly attractive, and she would never sort of wear, she does wear in the film. I mean, the character wears Doc Martens and things. But, on Anne Hathaway, I'm sorry to say, she could be in a brown sack and she'd look fine. The film, I really wanted to see it, but I'm so glad I read the book. And uh-huh. the book is has so much more depth. It is so much, there's so much that you can't get into a film. There's not time. I mean, this book covers all sorts of things. So I would say the film is very, very watchable, mm-hmm. very watchable. And it remains true to the sort of the essence, but in no way is it a replacement for the book. So that book is now sold about 1.5 million copies. Only Time Will Tell, the first of a series of books by Jeffrey Archer, which I read, and it is absolutely page-turning. He is a master storyteller, and much of the detail in the book is based on his mother, on his life, on people he knew, and it really reads like that. It is a work of fiction, but he has based it on characters, and I have never had that feeling. You get to the last page and he has turned the tables on you, and you're thinking, I can't bear, I've got to wait another year for the next book. So that's brilliant. Another one that's a film and is an extremely good book, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy by John le Carré. That's just come out. I haven't managed to see the film yet, but I would love to. Postcard Killers by James Patterson. I mean, he dishes out a book every year and they're always bestsellers. And then the SAS chap, Andy McNabb, with Zero Hour. Crime by Lee Charles, Worth Dying For. And then wonderful, wonderful book. I can't recommend it highly enough. A Tiny Bit Marvelous by Dawn French. I managed to see her at a literary event where she gave this talk, and it was about this book. And she was every inch exactly as I imagined her. Everything she did, and when there was question and answer afterwards, I was spellbound at the humour, the just off the, in a second humour that came across from her. So she's like, and when you see the book is written, she has a voice, and what happens is with this book, it's her second book, the first book was biographical, this one is fiction, is that each chapter is written in a voice, and she gets the voices of the characters so well. So it's like they're telling their bit, and then the next chapter someone else is. But the way she does it is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I've read her the autobiographical,
yes.
the book, that which was quite moving.
Yes.
So it's good to, that humour in comedians is always yes. brought from pain.
This is so funny, and the characters are so believable. there's a teenage girl in it, and it is really, really so true to what a teenager is, experience is like.
Okay, well, let's quickly recap the titles that you have there from your bestsellers.
Yes, One Day by David Nichols, Only Time Will Tell by Jeffrey Archer, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy by John le Carré, Postcard Killers by James Patterson, Zero Hour by Andy McNabb, Worth Dying For by Lee Charles, and A Tiny Bit Marvelous by Dawn French.